Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 5 on It on 670 Score with Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez. Here's question number 1. If the playoffs started this week, the number 2 seed Bears would face the number 7 seed Packers in the wild card round. Would you like to see the Packers again? How would you feel about the Bears' chances at winning that game?
Oh, you're playing a very dangerous game, Ray Diaz, with your line of questioning right there. Does that fall into the category of be careful what you wish for? Do you really want to take a chance on not beating the Packers? The answer to the question for me is I absolutely would love it if it was Bears-Packers. Now, I will admit probably some of this, and maybe I don't even know it, subconscious, that it's me, the media person, the broadcaster talking and knowing how delightful it is to do these jobs when we have a week's worth of presenting to you facts and preview and opinions about a game against the Green Bay Packers. So I love that part of it. But then I'll just put on the part that is just me, that is me, Mark Grody, that when there are big, huge games in this city, I wake up so adrenalized that I don't know what to do with myself, so I go outside and I see Bears fans, and then I walk to Soldier Field when it's time to go to work, and I get goosebumps like on those days. So my answer is yes. I would love the opportunity for it to be Bears-Packers again. How would you feel about the Bears' chances of winning that game? The second part to it, I'll say that the same thing that I said, like, going into this past game, like, the Bears and Packers are about, at the moment, and you could add injuries in with the Micah Parsons part of this, are about as evenly matched player for player, roster for roster at this moment than that I've ever seen them be. So I like the Bears' chances of winning.
Can I, before I give my answer, can I ask you what round you'd like to see them in? With this, because you said
yes,
I want to, like, attach a round to
what,
it.
What round would it be? Oh, man.
Is it just the wild card? You want to see him first round, get it out the way?
Dude, who wouldn't love a rematch NFC of the 2011 NFC Championship? Okay. And could the results be? Because we know for sure there's no way Jay Cutler would get injured this time. We know that Caleb Haney would not come off the bench, nor Todd Collins in any way, shape, or form.
We have a Tyson Bagent, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, there's Bagent. Yeah, Bagent will throw the pick six this time.
So
that's great. That's great. Ray Diaz producing today. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to give you the antithesis. No, absolutely not. I do not want to see the Packers again. It's kind of like back when I was 11 years old, elementary school, Lincoln Elementary, right over there by DePaul University.
Shout out.
And I remember I was 11.
Rich
and I,
kid.
And I be no, I got bussed there. Let's be very clear. But I remember I whooped this kid who was 12. You know, he was a grade above me. We got into it on the basketball court.
Oh, on the basketball court.
I ended up whooping him. Okay. No. Then we fought, and I whooped him.
Okay.
But I felt like I was in a rage. You know, I was in a rage, and I got the better of this bigger kid. He was bigger than me.
Okay.
And he's like, wait till I see you again. You know, teachers get involved. Wait till I see you. And I'm like, no, please. I do not. Even though I won this battle, I don't know if I'm going to win the war.
You'd have to get yourself back up, so to speak.
I might have to call my cousins or something like that at that point. So I feel like this is very similar. All right. The Bears, they did it. They got the victory, and then you just don't. I'll see you in 2026, and by that I mean in late September, October, November, not in January or February. I do think that if they see each other, I do think the Bears have stolen the heart. I said this yesterday of the Green Bay Packers. They were in disarray in the locker room following the game. Jordan Love with concussion. I mean, it's just like all that. So I do think the Bears will get the better of them. They still have yet to play 50% of a game where they've played well. It's only been a quarter in both of those games.
Yeah.
So I think that they can win. But like 11-year-old Gabe Ramirez would say, I'll see you when I see you, and hopefully not soon.
So I think in conclusion, I think it's fair to say, too, the Packers have outplayed the Bears this year, right?
We're not shying away from that.
That's true.
Caleb Williams hasn't played well, and the Bears haven't played well in 6 of the 8 quarters.
Yes.
That's fair.
Young man, that is a hard truth.
Yeah.
Number two.
A question inspired by a submission to Brad Biggs Tribune mailbag. If the Ravens beat the Packers on Saturday, the Bears clinch the NFC North. When should they start to rest and protect players prior to the playoffs?
First of all, it is a luxury. And I am understanding that in the present, a luxury to be able to answer a question like that. I don't even know how to act. Would any of my teams, have they been in a position to rest players heading into the playoffs in a decade, right? So I don't even, it's just, I'm smiling at the thought of having the conversation. But the fact of the matter is, no, Ben Johnson does not strike me as someone who is going to rest his players. Now, if a game gets out of hand, if the Niners don't punt again and they put up 40 against the Bears in the first three quarters, then yeah, it's bathing time. No need to put Caleb out there when you're down 20. Or vice versa, right? The other side of that coin, which is Bears are up 30. No need to play DeAndre Swift or DJ Moore for that matter. Let's get Jahdae Walker and Devin Duvernay a couple more snaps.
There you go.
So I have no problem with the idea of resting in the event that the game gets out of hand. But Ben Johnson doesn't strike me as that kind of coach. The players themselves don't strike me as the type of team that wants to rest, because I think that they want momentum more so than anything else.
I think that they would have to look at this on a very specific basis, as in, would not it make sense to, if you have that opportunity and that luxury, to rest somebody like Jalen Johnson? Now, that's like, or maybe he still needs football shape, you know what I mean? Because it feels like that's part of what Jalen Johnson is still moving towards in his recovery from his injury. So you might have an opportunity to rest him. You might, TJ Edwards, who looks fine, and all of that, but this is a guy whose season has really just been really derailed for the most part by injuries this year from the very beginning for TJ Edwards. Wouldn't that not be a good chance to just let him relax a bit?
I think, interestingly, you know, first of all, it wouldn't happen against the Niners, because the Bears would still be vying for that number one seed.
Right.
And in order to do that, they'd have to beat the Niners.
So we're just talking about the Detroit game.
We're talking about the Detroit game, right? In the event they lose to the Niners, because then if they beat the Niners, everybody's playing against Detroit. Because you want that game as well. So if you lose to the Niners and the Packers lose to the Ravens, then we're talking about that scenario.
Right. So one game off, and I think it would just be.
And how
Rome's what, foot? That's what, another one.
What kind of slap in the face would it be to Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions that the last game of the season, we don't even care about this game against
you? But the Bears would still have to have a little something to run up on Detroit. There's another factor to it. Let's get really meatball here.
Because they put on 52 against
them? I'm sorry, man. You have a chance to make that good, to get your get back right there, right? Isn't that how you say that? Isn't that cool the way I talk sometimes? Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat how I talk? But yeah, like you have that opportunity, and trust me, they should have been, still should be steaming since that.
Okay.
Five on it.
Number three.
This question is inspired by the sporting news. Saturday's overtime win over the Packers pushed the Bears into the history books as the first team in NFL history to win six games as they trailed inside the final 2 minutes. So here is the question. Are the Bears good or just lucky?
There's been luck involved. I mean, there's a degree of luck that we just saw from this past win over the Packers, as we just said, that the Bears were outplayed for the majority of the quarters against the Green Bay Packers this year. I take that into account. If you listen to me regularly, you know I was really taking that into account earlier in the season, just having seen seasons that weren't sustainable because of the you know, some unlikely occurrences in Bears games. However, what is now real to me that maybe wasn't real earlier is that what Caleb Williams has done in these fourth quarters and winning games in legitimate fashion with big-time elite throws that we can go through one at a time in these, you know, six comebacks in the final 2 minutes of games this year. That's pretty incredible stuff. And if you go back and look, it's not like a lot of it was flukish. It was done by things or players that you expect to be part of this team for a long time. So, in other words, I do think that the Bears are good. And, of course, there have been times when there is the dash of luck. But the overriding thing for me is that the Bears are good. The Bears are good.
Bears are good. Bears have been lucky. I don't care. I just be very clear, right? Yeah. When you're talking about thinking back to Tom Brady being down 28 points against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, it's not that they got lucky. It's that over the course of 60 minutes, this team was going to be relentless throughout the entire time. And we've seen, this is what good teams do. It's like me playing my little brother in NBA 2K. You might be beating me for the first quarter. Why? Because I'm not playing my hardest.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I got to put the clamps on you in the second half.
Gave you
I have to make the adjustment.
You couldn't get a big enough lead.
Exactly. And you couldn't close the door on me. Why? Because I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And so are the Bears good? Yes. Even if they're playing bad teams, even if they're coming back. If you do that consistently enough, you have then placed yourself better than the bad teams. So therefore, you are good.
We're going to actually have a segment a little bit later on where we're going to kind of
comp
some other, very good, some recent Bears seasons. So we can even get you hyped up even more during that segment.
I'm hyped up 4 hours because I'm on with Grody. That's what's going to be happening.
Well, act accordingly. Yes. Yes.
Well, we will in a couple minutes.
I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you off the air.
So,
all right, next question.
Number four.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody. We're having some fun here talking about the Bears because they're good. So we have this question as question number four. As we enter week 17, who would you say is the Bears' most important rookie?
I know you guys aren't used to having fun, but I'm here, so it's okay. I know you guys are talking like, oh no.
The Festival of Gabe. Yesterday was Festivus.
I bring good vibes.
The Festival of Gabe Ramirez is here. Noel.
Vibes, like my daughter would say. Listen, the best rookie without a doubt, it's not even close. It is Ozzie Trapillo. It is not even close.
Wow, okay.
And the reason why is because you haven't talked about the left tackle position for the last several weeks when he was inserted into that role. Do you remember Braxton Jones getting put into the left tackle position and you thought to yourself, well, damn, they found the guy in the fifth round. Like, you felt good about it. And to now have a guy who was drafted in the second round, had a couple healthy scratches at the beginning of the season, and now he is a mainstay when both Braxton Jones and Theo Bennett have abandoned the position. He is the best. I don't care about anybody else. I don't care about Colson Love. I don't care about Luther Burden. You tell me that three brand new offensive linemen that were signed have been added to Darnell Wright, and then you bring in this rookie that's supposed to fit into this scheme, and he does effortlessly. You have two Pro Bowlers on the offensive line and a rookie that Myles Garrett is giving props to. Yes, it's Ozzie Trapillo, the guy that we can build off that, and you can shut up about the left tackle position for the next couple of seasons.
I would say that there's some pretty amazing development that has gone on with these guys, too, because they have now made, and as you well just painted for us, they made an undrafted, not from America football, Theo Benedet,
shout out Theo,
drafted last year, look good and be part of a competition in training camp. And now they're doing the same thing all of a sudden with a guy who looked lost in training camp. So I guess I'll just give an honorable mention to the coaching staff while we're at it in terms of that. But I'm not going to push back on that. I will say I don't like the way you breeze past Colston Loveland so easily and so gracefully, because Colston Loveland is starting to show. Think about the way this year started for Colston Loveland. This is another like development process that has looked so good for the Bears this year, like with so many players. We were looking at Tyler Warren's numbers and be like, oh, there he is, Tyler Warren, another 5 catches for 96 yards, 6 catches for 86 yards the week after that. Colston Loveland is barely getting targeted, and then he starts to get targeted, and now he makes big plays, and you are seeing what it is that we saw in college, or if you just studied the film, this ability to look like a wide receiver and to run really exact routes. You're starting to see that with this guy to the point where, yeah, you see why they drafted him over Tyler Warren.
I want to go ahead and give an honorable mention. If you're going to do that for my Ozzie Trapillo,
you can do that.
Then I'm going to give an honorable mention for Colston Loveland via the coaches.
Okay.
Because Ben Johnson, we talk about his healthy arrogance, is the kind of coach that will say, I'm tired of these guys questioning my Colston Loveland draft pick. Let me go ahead and feed him the rock. And we've seen him do that on countless number of games, whether it's DJ Moore first play of the game, Rome Odunze first play of the game. Whoever you think is not getting the ball, I'm going to get them the ball.
Oh, you don't think I can get him the ball?
Exactly.
That's exactly what's
going on.
So
shout out Ben Johnson.
Yeah, well, he did to a lesser degree, did that with the running backs too.
Yes.
He told you, you don't think Ben Johnson can put a running game together. Oh.
Watch this.
Oh, you don't think Ben Johnson can develop an offensive line? I'm Ben Johnson.
Five on it. Number 5.
Final question on 5 on it on 670 The Score. It's an important one. Are candy canes the candy corn of Christmas? And what side are you on when it comes to this country's great fruitcake debate? Mm.
There's a fruitcake debate going on in this country?
I was watching the Today Show for a little bit earlier.
I can tell you what race is debating that one right there, buddy.
Yeah, who is? What did you say?
What nationalities are.
Well, it was on the Today Show. So
America.
Yeah. That's the way they phrased it. They called it the great fruitcake debate on the Today Show. So I have brought it to the 670 The Score audience and you, Mark Grody, and Gabe Ramirez.
What say you, Grody?
I don't like fruitcake, but my dad does. He's the only one in the Grody family and extended that like he sees a fruit. We all look at a fruitcake and laugh and make jokes about it. He's like, oh, what's wrong with that thing? Let's get that puppy out of here. Let's
it's
eat fruit. Some fruitcake.
It's a cake?
Yeah, I'll put a little butter on it. It's good fruitcake.
Butter?
I don't know.
All right, candy corn, candy corns and candy canes.
Yeah, oh, candy. Okay, look, this really is starting to get to me. I am, and I'm not just saying this to be on the other side of it. I like candy corn a lot. So now here I am now twice a year now apparently having to defend the candy corn because I love it. I love the texture. I love the flavor. I could eat that stuff every day. I don't like candy canes.
Wait a minute. You can't just skirt by that. You have to tell us why.
Oh, I just... You don't like fresh breath?
Why don't you like fresh breath?
That's the reason. To me, it tastes like toothpaste or Scope or Listerine. Pick your flavor of mouth wash. That's what it is.
You don't like the girthiness of the candy cane?
Well, take it easy. Wait, no. I guess we need to know why you like candy cane.
The girthiness.
Go ahead, Gabe.
What kind of candy cane do you?
What kind of a Christmas? This is a very interesting situation.
All right, I will say this. Candy canes, handful a season is good enough for me. I don't need to. I'm not going to grab a bag of
a girthy handful.
You want this one? Will you take this one, Gabe, right here? Do you want this candy cane?
Gabe, there are families driving children to Christmas parties right now.
So candy canes, nothing wrong with them. What I have a problem with is the like rainbow colored candy canes.
You know,
like,
see, I like
where
those
like
better.
More candy where than they are peppermint.
Yeah, I like those better.
No, that's terrible. Fruitcake debate. My wife made a fruitcake, a cranberry bread, I should say. So is that a fruitcake? Is that like the same thing?
No, that's probably that's different. That's I think.
My wife's half black, half white. So
okay.
I won't tell you which side made the cranberry bread, but you could take a guess. And I was like, damn, babe.
Actually, I don't know.
And I was like, don't worry about it.
No, is I didn't know. Like, I would, in my head, I'm thinking it would be white people, but Is that?
Ding, ding, ding.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's cranberry.
But the thing is this. Yeah. I told her, I go, babe, I think there's too, because the bread was good. I don't like cranberries. So I was like, there's too many cranberries. And she's like, oh my God, I want more cranberries in the bread. So
okay.
Fruitcake, no. Cranberry bread, not my jam.
I don't know why you got to put stuff like that in the bread. I don't, that just,
yeah.
No.
Just,
no,
she's a great baker, though. She's, yeah. She's really good at baking, my wife.
Really?
She makes the best cookies, the best pies, everything. She's such a good baker.
That's awesome.
I really hope she's listening.
That's beautiful. Does she? Does she listen? Does she care?
She tells them she's driving to her parents' house an hour away and got the kids in the car.
Oh, man. Over the river and through the woods to grandma's house we go.
That was fun. Text us right now. 644-6767, 312 in the front of that. Where are you at in that debate? Candy corns and candy canes and fruitcakes.
This is apparently the great debate that has been ongoing about fruitcake. Danny Parkins is going to join us next. Who knows what we'll talk about with Danny Parkins? Well, you know we'll talk about the Bears, but you never know what direction the conversation will go. Danny Parkins, our guy from FS1, the former Score host. He's the goods. Danny is next on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
Ben Johnson has said since training camp they're going to be playing their best ball at the end of the year. If, you know, they got Jalen Johnson back, best cornerback, they're getting Tremaine Edmonds back this week against Green Bay. Like, if the defense gets better and this is the version of Caleb they get going forward, they're a very dangerous football team.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like a Chicago Bears fans. We had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. Yeah, he's Parko, Danny Parkins. You know him. You love him. Just trust me. You love him. And Parko joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. It is Raheemy Harrison Grody. We got Gabe Ramirez sitting in today. Danny boy, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Gabe? Good to talk to you. Grody, what a Christmas Eve pairing. And yes, when you say just trust me, you love him, they know.
They know.
They know.
Sometimes, they know. Sometimes, Danny, I know this is going to be hard to believe, sometimes we have to talk people into things like that for all
like
of us.
Me?
Not just
like
you.
Me?
Not just you. I mean, everybody. Sometimes, well, just you. Sometimes you're like, no, Danny's... He's a good guy, really good at what he does. He's not always right.
Trust us.
And maybe
us.
That's what people don't like, that you're not always right, and you've been loud wrong one or two times, I want to say, on the score.
Once or twice. Listen, if you have to talk people in to I'm a good guy, I got no problem with that. But if you have to talk people into he's good at what he does, then I just don't trust their opinion. I'm objectively good at what I do.
Danny, I don't like this intro at all. I got to be honest. And I don't want to do it again, but I don't like where this is going. Right, this is a guy who is championing for our Bears on national television.
That's
wearing a Bears robe.
Yeah.
Not dismissing us in any way. We gotta welcome him with open
arms.
Is
he wearing his robe? I can't see Danny right now. I don't have my
He's only missing the cigar.
I'm in a shirt and tie. I'm already dressed for TV.
You're
today,
such a sellout, man. I mean, dude. Really, in just so many ways.
Grody.
Yeah. You know what? Zeros. Yeah. Guilty as charged. Though I will say, can I take a victory lap on something here?
Sure.
Real quick?
Gabe already did that today with Drake May. Go on. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that everybody. I know that Iceman is seemingly catching on.
Yeah.
Caleb's doing the Iceman celebration.
He cometh, right.
Yeah, Iceman cometh, the great call from Jeff Joniak.
Yep, Jonesy.
I get it, but I will say this. Let's not concede my suggestion from like 8 weeks ago on this show, which was the one, because I said he escapes from these pass rushes like Neo in the Matrix, and we've been waiting for the one for forever, and the game slows down for him. Did you guys see what was painted on Caleb's nails for the game against Green Bay, as confirmed to me by a source with the Bears?
Oh, tell us. I did not.
The one.
He's the one.
That's
a big one.
This is why
Williams in on the one. Someone needs to ask him about the. If you beat me to it, it's fine. But when I get Caleb on First Things First, which I've been promised will happen at some point in the near future, I will be asking him if he is okay with the nickname of the one. I think it's better than Iceman. I've been on this for forever. Caleb seems to be embracing it. I'm just saying, get on board early so you can say you were an adopter.
You are objectively good at your job, Danny. I'm sold, though. I am sold. It took only 3 minutes. I'm sold. You are so good at your job, Danny.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
He is the one.
I mean,
dude, you play that scene, like you play Neo dodging bullets, and then you have Morpheus go, he is the one, smash cut to Caleb Williams coming on the field before a fourth quarter drive. The place would go ballistic.
And
great job by Bears fans at Soldier Field. You came across, you made a difference in that game. Absolutely fantastic job.
I will say this, too, that he's going to like the one. I mean, would you like to be referred to as the one? It's going to be a big yes. So that's perfect.
He painted it on his nails.
Yeah.
He clearly likes
it. Yes.
I'm just saying, let's not let Iceman completely run away with it. It's good, and the celebration is badass, but I'm just saying, like, you know.
I don't mind
his
airness. I don't remember.
Air Jordan. Yeah. He had multiple nicknames. Be true. Like Mike. Like Caleb can have multiple nicknames.
The one? I'm here for the Iceman. I don't know if I feel comfortable calling him the one. I like it, though. I like him referring to himself as the one, whether it be on his nails or not. I need that level of confidence. And, Danny, I know that's what you've been seeing from him over the last couple of weeks, right? This is a guy that a lot of people were coming down on at the beginning of the season. But the way he's been able to manage himself, his own confidence, the success of the team, it's been remarkable to watch.
Yeah, it's been great. And, listen, if not for an onside kick, the heroics against Green Bay doesn't happen, you know? So there's obviously a ton of breaks there, but it's just nice knowing, and nice is understating it. It's amazing knowing that the Bears have a quarterback that can do those things. Like the throw to Walker on fourth down with the free rusher is an incredible play. The throw to DJ Moore, which I assume has been, you know, we'll remember that play 20 years from now. Like it was an incredible play. I thought the game against Cleveland was the best game that Caleb has had as a pro. He's had better numbers, but I just thought from watching it, that was his best game when he was the most dialed. And before that, he was the best player on the field for the second half of the last game against the Packers until the interception. And I know that's a big, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the play moment? But like, that basically means like Caleb's been really good for significant stretches. Like, and I mean like really good, elite, excellent, you know, high level tier one player for huge stretches of the last three games. And so is he perfect? No. Is he fully formed? Not even close, but just he's very clearly showing that he's clutch, but also that he has that ceiling that so many of us before he was even drafted, before the Bears even had locked up the number one pick, believed that he had, that it's like, okay, great. The Bears have their quarterback for the next 12 years. Like that's just like a really good feeling.
Yeah, hopefully that will be the case. And we are talking to Danny Parkins, he's one of our exes, ex-score guy. Check out Danny on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. That's where you can see him wearing his Bears robe if you would like. Danny, I do want to back up a little bit because I was just thinking about it. I got to know what it was like for you watching, because everybody's had a different experience watching that game on Saturday night. So I want to know that. And are your boys into it yet? Where are they in their sports evolution, if it is indeed happening?
It's a great question. Owen knows that Daddy's favorite team is the Bears, and Owen knows that Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback. Okay. And they watch with me for spurts, but not too long. But also, like, watching with me on an NFL Sunday, it's a lot for adults. Like, you know, I got one screen with the multi-view with the four games, and then I got another big screen with the red zone that's changing around. So Owen's like, wait, which team is on which game? Where's the sound? Like, it's a lot for a five-year-old to follow how I watch football on Sunday during the day. But he definitely knows about Caleb. I'm very excited. Daddy's given both boys Caleb Williams jerseys for Christmas.
Well done,
sir.
Well done.
Nice. So that is going to be a present that they open tomorrow morning, and they'll be excited about that. Now, my viewing experience for Bears Packers was a unique one. My wife's family always comes out, like I say always, we've been here for now two Christmases, but two in a row. They come out the week before Christmas. Steph likes us to celebrate Christmas Day, just the four of us, me, her, and the two boys. So her family comes out for about 4 days leading up to it. And so we did Rockefeller Center and the Christmas tree in New York, and we had a lovely time. But they were all staying at our house. And so it was four kids in the house, and my mother-in-law and brother-in-law and his wife, the whole thing. And so we had a bunch of people under one roof, which meant there was only one place where kids weren't sleeping where I could watch the game, which meant that I was watching the game with other people. And that meant that is fine, but obviously they're not 1% as into it as I am.
Uh-huh.
And so I am, but listen, I'm not letting there be crazy conversation. I'm like, I'm my force of personality, I'm overpowering people to care and pay attention about the game. I'm not being very pleasant. And but what happened, and her brother likes football and cares about football, but he bets on football a little bit, but he bets very, very, very small amounts of money, which, no shade, bet what you can afford to lose, or whatever will get you your enjoyment. But Grody, he had a Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager. And I, when he mentioned the Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager for like the third time, I snapped at him and I was like, Frank, I'll pay you triple what that wager would pay if it will hit, if you will just not mention it for the rest of the game. Like, I was just like, I couldn't stand hearing that he could win $18 if Romeo Doubs scored a touchdown. I was just like, you gotta shut up.
But
man.
Danny, it was off of $2.
Right, dude, that was the thing. I couldn't deal with it. Like, and I wasn't trying to bigfoot him. I was like, but you're in my house. Like, if you're in my house, it's Christmas. I'm like, you gotta stop. I don't care if you root for it silently. Like, I do not care. But you just stop talking to me about your $8 Romeo Doubs anytime touchdown wager. I can't hear another word about it.
What would it be worse, though, or better if he was like, hey, tell me everything about the TV world and your job at FS1. Like, look, I love you. I got a great job. I got a lot of zeros, but let's not talk about this right now.
Dude, there were definitely times when I had to, you know, grab the rudder, grab the wheel, and steer it right back to the game. You'd be like, what train are we going to have to take? Like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out in the morning. It's 3rd and 7.
We'll get there.
It was fine.
And then I literally was standing on my couch for probably 5 minutes after the game concluded. Steph was like, can you get down? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I couldn't believe it.
Honey, I'm levitating. Events,
again, this is where I live now. Yeah. This is just my place.
Like you, Danny, I wanted a place to be just like all by myself. And so a couple of my friends were out in the West Loop, you know, whether it's Clay or Pito, and they wanted me to join them at these bars. And I'm like, there's too many people here, right? And there might be too many casual random Packers fans that I don't want to be around. So I was lucky enough to find a spot called The Bunker in the West Loop. It's right on Monroe and Ashland. Nobody was there. It was me, my boy, the bartender, and some TVs. And that's where you want to be. You want to be able to lock in to something like that. But Danny, when you were on the couch, you had to have been thinking about this Bears team. And obviously, I know you're enjoying the season for what it is. I, after the game, really tried to wrap my head around whether or not there is a different tier in the NFC when you're talking about the top teams and comparing them to the Bears, or are the Bears in this so-called top tier that exists? What is that in your mind?
I think it's wide open. And some people mistake that for like homerism for the Bears. Like, the Bears could lose in the first round of the playoffs. Like, but I also think they could make it to the Super Bowl. You know, like I really do think it's wide open. Is Seattle a little bit more complete than them? Yes, I absolutely think that they are. They're top three in scoring offense and scoring defense. But Sam Darnold, you don't really trust him in big games. Are the Rams a more complete team? No doubt about it. But if the Bears played the Rams, it's looking like that game would be in Chicago. And that would be nice to see what would happen in that scenario. They already bullied the Eagles. They've obviously played the Packers even both times. We'll see what happens in this game against the Niners. I think the Niners offense is excellent. And I think their defense is terrible and really injured and hasn't been tested during this win streak. Like, they've played the Cardinals and the Titans and the Browns and just like really bad offenses. So like, I think that there's going to be a ton of points scored. I don't think 28's enough to win this game on Sunday between the Bears and the Niners. I think you got to get into 30s to win this game. So I really do think it's wide open. And I think that all of the teams have flaws. I don't think the Bears defense is quote unquote good enough, but Caleb gets hot. Your running game is hot. You execute in the red zone, one or two things break your way, and, you know, all of a sudden you could be playing for the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh,
I really believe
God.
That.
It's the truth, man, and it doesn't get old hearing it, for sure. Danny, I hope it's a very Parkins Christmas. I hope it was a very Parkins Hanukkah as well, and all the holidays that you celebrate out there.
Dude,
in
my
the
kids
East.
Are so spoiled. They're so spoiled. It's like, it's outrageous. It's like 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Oh, my God.
We didn't do the gifts every single day, but, like, there's enough Jewish family that we may as well love. They got plenty of gifts, and, like, and then, like, the other day, they weren't going to bed, and it was just pure chaos, and I have never done this before, and I resisted it, but we did the Elf on the Shelf this year, and we named him Kevin after that commercial with Kevin Hart that's funny, and Kevin McAllister, because the kids are getting into Home Alone now, and they weren't going to bed, and I was like, guys, I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to tell Kevin that you're not going to sleep, and the boys were like, don't tell Kevin, don't tell Kevin. We want all of the presents, and it's like it's such an empty threat because like they're gonna get all of the presents. They're the most spoiled kids in the world.
Don't tell Kevin. And tomorrow they open up Caleb Williams jerseys. Danny, have good fun and enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good show.
All right, that is the one and only Danny Parkins. Used to host afternoons here with Matt Spiegel at The Score. He's now on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. When we come back, Kyle Long is talking about the Bears. I love when Kyle Long talks about the Bears. Let's listen to what he is saying about the Bears next. He's an ex-Bear, and we will hear from him next on Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today on The
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Not even, man, just the coaching staff. Like, you out there, I believe y'all out there today, just like the energy from top to bottom. Like, if y'all don't feel it, y'all should see it. If something's not right, you hear a whistle, we be starting over and things like that. Like, nothing is getting blown by the wayside. And it's good to have that early on. If everybody buys into what Ben and all the coaches are trying to get us to, I feel like we're gonna be very, very, very special.
DeAndre Swift, Bears running back. Bears have culture. They seem to really like each other from what I am able to discern in the times that I am at Hallis Hall.
What does that mean when they say they like each other, right? Because if you're seeing it, it's one thing. It's one thing we're not in their group chats or like their conversations. But for you to be able to see it, what does that look like?
Yeah, I think one of the tells is because, you know, we get an hour, basically less than an hour, like 45 minutes. So that's just 45 minutes of the day. And they know that we're in there. So there's, of course, they're going to probably act and say things differently than they would if the media was not in their locker room. I think one of the tells for me usually in covering lots of locker rooms for lots of teams through the years is when you see guys from different position groups hanging out or guy's locker, because people are, you know, like one person's locker is way over there, and then you see guys going to other dudes' lockers. It's just
there's, so you got like Luther Burden hanging out with Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually pretty good. They really are on opposite sides of the Bears' very large, very nice locker room that they refurbished about what, 7-8 years ago, something.
And
like
then when
that.
You walk in there, you can go speak to anyone, or because I usually see a scrum of people around a particular person. So is it like timed people out? Like,
yeah, you could go up to anybody that you want to speak to. Yeah. You know, everybody's waiting for the bigger, the more popular players, the players of consequence to speak, and then we all rush to their lockers. It can be kind of embarrassing sometimes, to be honest with you.
That sounds embarrassing.
Just because it's like, and all the players get it. You know, like there'll be one guy that's just sitting there.
Gotta go.
Nobody's talking to Theo Benedet, you know, just sitting around.
You're treating him like George in Kalamazoo. You're like, gotta go, buddy.
Yeah, it's an unfair world. You know, it's so funny you say that. Like, the other day, it was after the Cleveland game. It was after the Cleveland game in the locker room afterwards. Jervon Dexter had a sack in that game. And I have not talked to Jervon Dexter a lot just because it you know, like, again, we go to where the story is.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
And it's not always centered on Jervon Dexter. And so I went over to him. Very nice guy. But he, of course, gave me the sarcasm right away. He goes, oh, now you want to talk to me. And I'm like, God. And I understand why he said
it. I get it.
And Chris Williams is standing right next to him, too. And Chris Williams kind of shaking his head. For shame. Now you want to talk to the defensive lineman, huh? And I didn't get into it with. And he smiled and put his hand on my shoulder.
Of course,
and, like,
of course.
To say, I get it.
Right.
But it is sort of the weird, uncomfortable part about the. Or can be. Because you can't get to everybody. And you do have to get the money men, so to speak.
I would have been like, I'm glad you got a sack so I can finally talk to you. You know, you got to throw a little that you can,
Look, and it's not like it's always like that. I don't just talk to whoever is the defensive player of the week. I try to talk to as many guys as possible just to make connections and develop sources and all of that kind of stuff. But especially in a year like this, when it becomes about winning, there's only one story, and that's winning, and you got to talk to the guys that are really most responsible for making the wins, and we all know who those people are.
Has the locker room become a bit more serious over the last couple of times you've been in there?
No.
Or is it remain consistent?
It's the opposite. Like, you start to see it even more relaxed. It's never been an unrelaxed locker room throughout this year, but I think it was after the Philadelphia win, where all of a sudden I did feel something different, and I don't usually feel that, like, honestly, like, in any lock, I don't feel like a change in the overall demeanor and spirit of a locker room, again, in any sport, and I've covered them all, with the Bears this year, I have felt that. It's just, it's loud in their locker room, and in the good way.
Yeah, you can see it on the field. I think as a fan, when you're watching and you're trying to take in this squad, you see, you know, Caleb and DJ trying to make it work, right? We're celebrating together.
Yeah.
You see the defense as a whole. I mean, listen, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson came in, and I feel like he had like a Pat Bev effect. When Pat Beverly came to the Bulls one year, where he settled down Zach and DeMar and told Zach, like, you're the man, go ahead. Like, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson's that kind of guy.
What a great comp.
He's like, damn, you guys are good. This is a good defense. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, let's believe in ourselves. Like, and then you get a couple turnovers. You kind of get that juice. Ben Johnson talked about it as well. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson playing that role and getting that from him. But you can see it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, no, and I love that comp too, because, you know, like, CJ Gardner-Johnson's not going to be around next year. I mean, it'd be nice. Like, I'm not saying like he shouldn't be, but there's just not a lot of room at the inn in terms of the guys that they've already paid in the secondary, Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, and guys that they have to think about paying, Tyreek Stevenson, and now Nashawn Wright has entered the chat. Like, I know we're kind of all over the place here right now, and we haven't even gotten to Kyle Long, but Nashawn Wright, like, after this past game where, again, he is responsible for a fumble that is like, I'm not in a place where I can deny him anymore. Like, you have to figure out a way to have this guy on your roster next year.
And then if he does, obviously, eventually, via some alternative, make it to the Pro Bowl. I mean, you've tagged another $4-5 million onto the price tag. You know, it's gonna be costly, is what I'm saying. And I understand he wants to be here, and I love that.
Yeah.
Right? From an organizational standpoint, from a fan standpoint, for him to come out and say, hey, they believed in me, gave me a chance, I do want to be here, hope we could work it out. Like, that's great.
Yeah, and you know what? A texter just brought up a great name from the 630. Terrell Smith will be back next year. He's asking me if he'll be back from injury. Yes, I do believe he will be back from his injury next year. They like him. They like him a lot. So it will be interesting to see if that is at the expense of Tyreek Stevenson, if they're going to bring him back, if it's going to be Nashawn Wright, if they can somehow finagle it to be both. It doesn't seem realistic with the way the cap works, but boy, I mean, there are...
Good problem to have, Brody.
It's a really good problem to have. It's so indicative of the things that we're not talking about right now, as we were discussing yesterday, we're not talking about the draft. I'm not making my plans for the combine yet. I'm not putting together my draft show.
Tankathon.com. Yeah, checking it out daily.
Right.
Thank God I don't got to go to the website.
It's got dust on it right now.
I could care less where the Bears draft right now.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let it be lower and lower.
Senior Bowl? Don't care.
Yeah, get out of here with that. Get out with all your bowls and all your scouting combines. No, I'll probably be at the scouting combine. I might even do my famous pop-up show, Gabe. Oh. Do you remember the name of my pop-up show?
No.
Come on, man.
The road to the number one pick.
On the clock.
On the clock.
I preempted an hour of your show sometimes. Oh, yeah, remember?
Right, that's right, that's
Gabe, you're going to be on, but we're giving Grody this pop-up show.
Grody's going to do an hour with you and then slide and do the... Sure, no problem.
And then OPB was born. Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Gabe and Grody. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, actually, with Gabe filling in as Layla and Marshall are off. We'll be back together again soon. But coming up next... Let's go to Hallis Hall. Their coordinators are speaking today. There is stuff happening today. There's an injury report to be issued today, which is going to be important. Let's talk to Herb Howard of the Bigs next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.